Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on one of your favorite YouTubers and streamers, and also a star of the Hunger Games trilogy. You may know him as Moist Critical, Penguin Zero, our favorite YouTuber, Charlie.
Did anyone tell you that you're kind of intimidating?
All the time. It's my bulging muscularity and just absolutely disgusting stature. I'm standing at a beautiful 5'6". Like, going through doorways is oftentimes burdensome. It's just massive shoulders popping through.
Are you only 5'6"?
Did you say only? Did I hear that?
So Charlie has been on the platform for forever. He was re-uploading videos when he was younger, and then made parodies and other things, and he is just a king on the platform, known as Jesus with his black flowing hair, his impressive bulky stature, and the famous white t-shirt. So today we're going to be talking about Charlie, and I suppose I will just get right into it. So Charlie has been on the platform for forever. If we go to check his oldest video right now, we can see that it was 13 years ago. Dude is almost as OG as you can get on YouTube. There are not many people who have been on the platform for this long. So on YouTube, his name is Penguin Zero. On Twitch, it is Moist Critical, but a lot of times he just goes by Charlie. I think you can refer to him to either one, but I've heard him referred to as Moist Critical more. So I feel like I've known about Charlie for a while, but then he started playing Among Us, and I've kind of, you know, rediscovered him through Jack's channel and a little bit through Offline TV and also just PewDiePie to see him more in the mix with people. I was like, oh, that guy's funny. I should watch him. So I've gone out and kind of watched a lot of his videos. And he is just a fantastic creator by all means. And in some instances I've talked about in the past, I've been like, wow, you know, this YouTuber can do whatever they want at this point. They can just kind of upload anything. I say that, but none of that is more true than when it comes to Moist Critical. And I think I can say that statement probably even more than PewDiePie. Charlie has 7 million subscribers. Yeah, 7.69 million subscribers. Let's hope it stays at that number. But he can literally upload about whatever he wants.
I was an extra in The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1. I know, no autographs. I'm just a normal person like all of you. I put my pants on one nipple at a time and wipe my ass crack after a hard with both hands.
Yes, he does have some series, but it's just him reacting to a bunch of random stuff, playing random games. It's just honestly amazing. Yet someone can still, you can see a lot of his videos over 1 million views, almost all of them over 500,000, and he can do this well. It is incredible to see someone do this and almost defy an algorithm, I feel like. So, like, let me just show you his variation, and we'll get into some more specific things. So, one video that was posted a day ago, right? One day ago. He posts very often. I see almost 2 videos a day. So he keeps them churning out. He keeps going and going and going. But here's what I see. A day ago, he posts a video called Beef Jerky is a Scam. Now, I've watched this during my research. It is at 1 million views and was posted a day ago. Just think about that. And it's called Beef Jerky is a Scam. In that video, he literally just goes through and talks about how he is mad about the amount of beef jerky in the packages and how it's too expensive. That is the whole video. It's 9 minutes of him just opening bags of beef jerky and saying, look at this. There's none in here. This is ridiculous. And that I'm dead serious. I am dead serious. Now,
so in a nutshell, you pay a crazy high price to get literally nothing in return. When I used to eat jerky in college all the time, I'd get Jack Links, and every time I'd be shocked by the very little amount of jerky you'd get in a bag.
We go another day back. The presidential fitness test is for real men. Tim doing the presidential fitness test. Another video Worst party I've ever been to. This is him in a GTA roleplay. Back again we have, I have become an alpha male. This is him reacting to different, this video on alpha males and sigma males. And then another one, Friday Night Funkin' God. This is him playing a rhythm game. These all have a large amount of views. And as you can see, all across the spectrum. All across the spectrum. He is able to bring randomness and make it funny every time. It's one of those situations where people like the personality. And I honestly feel like he's not overly expressive that much of the time. Which is honestly really funny to me. He's not one of those people that's going out and being like, oh my god, whoa, oh, this is crazy. He literally talks like this most of the time when he's explaining certain stuff. Occasionally, he'll get it to this level, but it's honestly not much more than that, except if he's eating spicy food. But beyond that, to see someone, you know, just break the boundaries and do something like this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. You don't often see it. And if we look too, he posts episodes of a podcast he does on his channel. Now, I've never seen this before. I don't know if I've ever seen like a channel post podcast episodes on their channel, because it's usually like, oh yeah, that video is going to be so much longer than usual, like it's going to do horrible. But no, he has 6-minute videos, 57-minute videos, an hour and 34-minute videos. And he just bounces back and forth in an incredible way. And to do that, you really got to be someone that people like. Because the YouTube algorithm is a thing. Although he has defied it, it is still something that exists. It didn't just go away, and he doesn't really care, and he just does it. Which is awesome. I am totally for it. Now, let's get into his some of his series, and maybe we'll get into his streaming. Okay, so some of his series. So the two main series that I have seen is he has a podcast. Recently, he has been doing some Grand Theft Auto roleplay on the channel. But the two things I've seen that are kind of like legitimately actual like shows per se that repeat are Moist Meter and The Liquid Ladder. So let's start off with Moist Meter. Moist Meter is a show where he goes and he either reviews a game, a film, a TV show. I don't think there's an actual limit to it. It's like, I think he can kind of just do whatever he wanted to with Moist Meter. He doesn't really kind of limit himself to just games or just TV shows. He reviews what he wants to. And those are usually shorter videos, and he just gives his 2 cents on it. He says, I think this is good, I think this is bad, and then he usually rates it. And he is very good at reviewing things. And, like, it's a skill. There are some people that are not able to articulate their opinions, not able to articulate what they think, or are either too neutral when reviewing things. And from what I've seen, he is very, very well spoken while reviewing. And that's not the easiest task. He explains why he thinks things are good, why he thinks things are bad, you know, what if it's like a repetition of the last game. He explains what he thinks is repeating, sometimes even gives what he wants, and that's a hard skill to have, and honestly, he does it very well.
I'm gonna let you know, I was pretty disappointed with Hitman 3, not just because of the absence of Postman Dale, but the game is just really a carbon copy of Hitman 2. There is, I think, only a single new gadget or even really new feature in the game, which is the camera. And the camera's pretty cool, especially when it comes to a great mission where it's basically like Knives Out, where you're solving a crime while going about trying to kill your target. It's really a great mission. Let me make this clear. I don't think Hitman 3 is a bad game by any means, but with 2 years of development, I would at least expect them to change a few things, improve a few things, add anything at all.
I think it's good. If I were to go to review something, like, he's the only one where I feel like I'm getting a legitimate review. I feel like I'm getting his actual opinion, and it's usually presented in a way that is very understandable. So hats off to that, especially since they can range from long to short. which again is dangerous. Like, he has one on the recent Pixar movie Soul, and that's only 4 minutes. And he has one on Hitman 3, which is 7 minutes. So he really does it based on the content he was viewing and does not try to push it to 10 minutes or anything like that, which is very respectable. Now, moving on, like, the second real show I've seen is him doing Tier List, also called The Liquid Ladder, I believe. So The Liquid Ladder, I think this is probably my favorite show on the channel, because I don't know why, I love seeing other people do Tier Lists, just because it's one of those things where you're like, I'm not going to buy every cereal in the store at once. I'll watch someone else do it, but I don't want to spend my money on that. But he does, and he reviews them, again, with that same honest review style he has, articulating himself incredibly well, doing all of that. I think he does a great job of making his opinion known, and also not succumbing to pressure. I think in I don't know how recent it was. I think it was actually older, maybe like 3 months ago, not too old. But he rated like fast food places, and he gave like Chick-fil-A like a maybe like a subpar, like a C tier or a B tier. And that is like a risky opinion. Not many people are willing to just, you know, stick their neck out like that. And he does it with no regret. I feel like he doesn't even try to mince words, which is a very important skill within reviewing things. He doesn't try to say, oh, no, I mean, it's really good. No, it's like really good, but I'm not the biggest fan. Like, you may like it. No, he is going to get to the point.
I still firmly stand by my opinion that Chick-fil-A is remarkably overhyped for what you actually get. I will stand on this hill and till the end of time. The chicken is good, yes. The fries are good, yes. But why is it worshipped and hailed as the second coming of Christ in a fast food restaurant? It is just pretty good. It's not even great.
That's what I think makes him in these successful. And half the time, I'm gonna be honest, he doesn't have like the biggest selection. He did a chip review recently, and he didn't get like all the chips possible. He just got what was available at his local gas station. That's literally what he said. But he still did it, and I still watched it. It's enjoyable. And you don't get mad at him. He's very honest and forthcoming about what he does and what he has, and it just seems like, oh yeah, I was gonna review chips, so, you know, I just got them from the gas station. There's a weird normality to his channel of not having him being too overboard but still giving enough that makes it very desirable. Now, another, I don't know if these next technically kind of is like official series, but he does a lot where he reacts to like different YouTube videos or things that come out, react to, you know, different YouTube drama, like there was Rush drama, I think he reacted to PogChamp getting taken away, all stuff like that. Then the other side of his reaction is he usually reacts to like funny videos, almost like a Cody Ko type style. I did an episode on Cody Ko if you haven't listened. Like Darman, who you've seen from Cody Ko, and just other random YouTube videos. I think one of his most popular one, maybe his most popular one, is he reacts to like slapping competitions. If you never see it, there's videos on the internet where, you know, grown men, they just slap each other in the face. If you like don't get knocked out, you win. Or, you know, don't call uncle, but that's how those go. And I think those do really well. He's kind of known for that. But then he'll just watch random YouTube stuff and all of that.
I'm super impressed with Yasha. I wish this guy could slap a little harder. I'm impressed with his durability, but his slaps leave a lot to be desired. His slaps are kind of like a wet fart, but his defense is like a steel tank.
I think all those do pretty well as well. And reaction kind of goes with reviewing his skill there. But he is usually funny. He knows when to make quips. And then lastly is just the game he is playing. I mentioned earlier he was doing GTRP recently. I mean, before that, he was doing a lot of... he does Among Us occasionally. He is a very good Among Us player, I will say that. He is very good, very sneaky. I don't know, I feel like he keeps his card very close. And I find that it's fun to watch him play Among Us. and you see a lot of respect between the good players and him. And for what is to say, he played Rust earlier. He just kind of switches to the game he likes. Doesn't matter how big it is. Some of my favorite games that he has played have been just the weirdest ones. Like, I just watched him play this god-awful but so great football game. It's called, like, Gridiron, where it was, like, football with superpowers. It did not make sense in one bit, but it was so entertaining to see him work through it. Now, moving on. One of the new things that is starting to emerge on his channel, which I think has the possibility to do well, if he plans stuff correctly, is recently I think he teamed up with G Fuel and he bought a massive warehouse. So it's like a really big warehouse and he can execute ideas on it. I think the first video he did there was racing around and they made like gaming chair go-karts where they put wheels on like gaming chairs / a go-kart. And that was pretty interesting. They also did mini golf inside where they set up this whole mini golf course and played it there. Like I said, they recently did the presidential fitness test, and I think that was in there. So I guess when he has this new space, I think a lot of new ideas could come from it. But I will give the warning, though. His channel is not exactly what I would call the most produced. I think all his content is very good. All of it is super fun to watch. But if you go to his channel compared to others, it's not the exactly like highest production value. It's very funny, and a lot of times he does get like a lot of stuff to do it, but it's not the highest production value. And I think when you're gonna execute big things like that, especially if you have all this space, I think he's starting to get there, but I think you gotta put a little more thought to it. I mean, you don't have to have a full operation, but if you're in a big space, sound-wise, you know, just otherwise, just shooting-wise, you have to make sure that you actually have things planned out. You gotta make sure you have things planned out so they look good and are executed well. Because you don't want to put so much into these big ideas for them to be subpar. And I think he does a good job, and I definitely think if he really wanted to, he could do it. But a lot of his brand, it is scuffed. I just want, like, a little bit better audio quality. Maybe stuff looks a little more put together. That's all I want. I don't want the ideas to change. I still love the stupid, just random ideas, I think. Just maybe a tiny bit more preparing for the big space and the bigger plans. And that's all I would say. Speaking of a lot of his videos, I can't not mention his friends. We're going to speak about his friends. Insert names here.
Matt, Danny, and Andrew.
All his friends are really funny. And they all seem... It is the most genuine relationship I've ever seen with a YouTuber and his friends. Because his friends don't necessarily look like they, you know, want to be YouTubers. They just look like they want to hang out. And it's, I know I've said it before, and I always repeat the genuine bit, but this is a level farther than that. This group of people looks like they have been friends. I don't know how long they have, but it looks like they have been friends since like elementary school. And even though their bodies grew, their immaturity has not changed one bit. I literally think it looks like if you picked a group of in a preschool classroom and literally just kept them together as they grew up until adults and then gave them a bunch of money, that is the equivalent of most of the time they hung out. It literally feels like it is like watching like a seventh, probably like a fifth grader's mind in an adult body.
They are teaching internet users how to greet people in real life.
This one's good for if you're working with people you don't like. Or children, so because it's in and out. You go up here, what's up? And just keep going, just keep walking. Your day is now finished with them.
I believe that's a high five.
That's a high five, that's correct. All five fingers.
I don't even know how to describe it. That's like literally the most accurate way. I want to add more to it, but no, that is like the best description. They all seem just like normal dudes, just hanging out. Some are more active than others, I think.
Matt
is the most active because he's also in a lot of the Liquid Ladder videos. He rates them along with Charlie, but a lot of the others are very funny as well. And I don't know like their relationship to Charlie other than the fact that they're in a lot of his videos. I don't know if like he is, like they are longtime friends, but they're definitely a fun group to see together because it seems like no one's afraid to challenge another person. Like Charlie is not the type of person who's like, no, this is my YouTube channel. I'm going to step up and take the spotlight. No, you guys cannot speak over me. I've seen him like take a step back and almost let the others take the lead in like the wackiness in videos. It feels like even though it's his channel, it almost feels like an equal level playing field, which is not necessarily you always want to see, because some people, you know, want their YouTuber to take the lead, want the top creator to lead things. But, you know, it honestly seems like a group of friends, and I respect that so much. And in the past, you know, weeks and months, I think he has played with a lot more people. I've seen him play with, like, you know, Toast in that whole Among Us group. I've seen him play with, like, on the Rust server with everybody. With Jack a lot, I think they're closest of, like, those that you may know. And every time it seems like, oh, he's been playing and doing a lot of stuff with Ludwig, which is really exciting because I love Ludwig. I think Ludwig is so funny. I, like, in the past few months, I did an episode on him, but like I said in the episode, I went from, like, zero of content to all of them. And now they have a game show on Twitch together, Ludwig and Charlie. And it is wonderful. It's really well done and really funny. There are personalities that I feel like gel fairly well together in the sense that, like, they're both kind of crazy, but they both have this chaotic energy, but also know how to hold a camera, if that makes sense. Not in the sense of, like, filmmaking, but they know what to do when the camera's on them and how to flow well.
Charlie, would you recommend? Would you recommend?
Oh, you're never too old for ketamine, I always say.
That is so wise. Let's see number five.
Which is, I don't know if that's a skill you can learn. I mean, I'm certainly not good to it. That's why I'm doing it audio-wise. But they both do it fairly well. And they know when to, you know, step back when making jokes and step forward. Overall, a really good team. So I feel like, overall, Charlie has just master the ability to do what he wants more than any other person on the platform. And I would love to see him continue this. And if he does do bigger stuff, I think increase the production quality a bit more. But I would love to see the continuation of the random videos. But when he does go for something bigger, to do it. Oh, he also has an addiction to Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon cards, so that's also fun to see. Streaming wise, I don't watch him that much. I think he's Moist Critical on Twitch, and usually he is very, very funny. I've never really seen a bad moment from his streaming, but I don't know if I necessarily always watch his. I think he's live fairly often, so if you just go and watch him, you know, look out for his channel. He'll usually be there, and he's great at what he does. And that's all I think I can really say. I'll just start stretching a bit. Thank you guys for all the recent support. We have had fantastic weeks beyond my belief in the past 2 weeks. It's just crazy. You guys are awesome. I love that you supported the Nikki and Minx video. I'll continue to make more fun videos like that. You guys are just awesome. That's all I can say. Thank you guys so much. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.